Hey guys, happy Wednesday. Do you struggle to optimize your content and copywriting with the most niche-specific keywords for your audience? Today we're talking about planning content and choosing the best keywords for your content that will help you grow your visibility by planning ahead, and the process with planning content that will help you stay organized. And planning ahead is kind of like the key factor in creating valuable content that sticks. I'm going to share ways to plan ahead by researching keywords, focusing on creating content that provides an outcome-based solution for your ideal reader, and creating a consistent schedule to grow that know, like, and trust factor with your audience, which helps your visibility. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Simple Content Marketing for Mompreneurs podcast. Do you want to grow your online business using organic marketing without feeling intimidated or overwhelmed with SEO? Do you find yourself going down a rabbit hole on Google searching for things like what's SEO, SEO for dummies, or how to find the right keywords? I totally get it. Hey, I'm Katie, wife, blessed mom to two of the funniest kiddos, Jesus lover, tech nerd, and a content marketing coach. I struggled to grow my online business avoiding SEO and optimizing my content because I thought it was way too intimidating. I thought that you needed a team of marketing experts and had to be an SEO guru to be good at SEO. Until I learned that SEO and keyword strategy is not as complicated as it seems, and optimizing content for effective marketing and organic growth only takes maybe an hour or two a week. So totally simple. So grab some pen and paper, reheat that coffee, and let's grow your business together with simple SEO keywords and content strategy, along with some Holy Spirit and scripture-based encouragement. Did you know that I have a free community of mompreneurs who want to grow their visibility and website traffic using SEO and keywords? We have daily prompts, Q&As, and live trainings in the group to teach you how to effectively optimize your content and website copy. We also have weekly accountability and support threads. I would love for you to join and be part of my community, and you can request to join at bit.ly/contentmarketingmompreneur. So do you ever find yourself reading others' blog posts and thinking, man, that looks so easy to write and publish content? I mean, if you have a knack for writing and it's what you do best, you probably think, how hard can this possibly be, right? I wasn't always good at writing, and as a matter of fact, I probably sucked at one point. So at the time, before I started my blog, I was just thinking about starting one. I got this wild idea that I just had to get better at writing and people would come to read my posts. And I never really gave any thought to like audience growth or consistency and SEO and email lists. I didn't even know what those are and why it would relate to writing anyways. And it literally took me, you're gonna laugh, 8 hours, seriously, 8 hours to write my very first blog post. And it was about New Year's resolutions and having new hobbies for the new year. Not to mention that blog post was not even keyword friendly. And it wasn't even catering to any kind of specific audience. The only thing I was thinking about at the time was, if you write it, they will come. And another thing I was not aware of that is extremely important for user experience and SEO is post format. Yes, guys, it totally matters how you format your blog post and your landing pages. So pair confusion around not knowing how to write and deliver sticky, strategic content and consistency in showing up, and you have complete overwhelm. And for me, being consistent is a problem when I'm just not feeling it. You ever have those days, you know, you wake up and you know you have important stuff that you need to get done, and when you sit down to do it, there's just zero motivation or inspiration coming to you. And planning and creating content is like one of the most important pieces of your business because that is how you are building the know, like, and trust with your audience. And it's how we're presenting our expertise. So it's kind of crucial that that is our main focus for the week, that we have content that can be repurposed and shared in other places. So if you aren't creating content and marketing it, or even optimizing it for SEO, which is keywords, how do you expect to grow an online business? How do you expect to grow an audience? Content is part of showing up for your audience. And what I have found to be the most helpful is to have a list of researched keywords in advance to pull from, instead of waiting until I'm creating my content and researching all in the same day. One is writing is going to take you longer, because now you're not only writing an outline for your content, now you have to spend that time researching keywords to use. And it cuts down on the time it takes to write my content when I can just go in and grab those niche specific keywords in my list that I save. Another thing that helps is having an idea of what I'm going to be writing about for the month ahead. And I'm not saying to have the content written and prepared, but have a small list of topics, or like what I call title placeholders, that you can go and grab from and then just start writing instead of waiting until the day of. And then you have to sit there and spend more time than necessary thinking about the outline and what you're actually going to write about and researching keywords. And I'm a plan ahead kind of girl. So if I don't have an idea of at least 3 weeks ahead of what my topics are, I start to get overwhelmed, because when I start to feel rushed to have to create even more content and keyword research, it just makes me very anxious. So I make sure that my keywords and topics are planned ahead of time. And when I get to the last two topics, I go to create more research and keywords. You know, I never wait until I'm completely out of material to create more. I feel like when everything is researched and created in the same day, it might be put together kind of in a sloppy and unorganized kind of way, and you might not realize it until after you publish, which, you know, it's a good thing that you can actually go back and revise and edit even after you've published your content. But if you've planned ahead with those things, it just makes the content creation more organized and less overwhelming. So here are three ways that you can plan your content step by step to help you choose the best keywords to add to your content that will help you grow organically. So number one is to batch research your keywords. So you want to create a repository of these keywords that you're using for your content. So researching the keywords ahead of time eliminates the extra work that you are creating, and it's so much simpler for me to wake up on my content creation day and look at my Google sheet and just focus on the writing. And content creation day means eliminating as many tasks and distractions as possible. So that might mean closing all your browser tabs that you're not currently using and leaving your phone in another room so it's not distracting you, and just making yourself unavailable until your content is actually created. And the keywords should be very niche specific to your audience. If you have created in the past any kind of content that is old, that doesn't quite fit your audience, or, you know, keywords aren't that niche specific, try to figure out a way to edit it and insert niche specific keywords to cater that to your audience. And if you have that content, instead of deleting it, because deleting that content, well, it's going to require extra steps, like, you know, going into Google and indexing and unindexing and creating a redirect for that post. So it's not just like a delete and done kind of scenario. And by using Google Sheets, you can create, you know, the categories that you have on your website for your blog, and search for low competitive keywords that relate to those categories and save them into the sheet. And under your high volume keyword terms, which those popular keywords should be used for the categories, you search for related keyword phrases that are low competitive. And this is going to help you niche into your content better to speak to one audience. So how far out you want to research your keywords for your content is completely up to you, but I find it to be the easiest and less stressful for me if I search about a month out. And then in a different Google Sheet, I create like title outlines for my content. So they're not like the main title. And it just gives me a rough idea if I do this, what my content and topic is going to be about. And then I decide on the title after I've written the content, so I know which keywords need to be put in the title for the SEO. And number two is, you know, to actually focus on what is the outcome or result inside of your content. So the whole focus of your content should be giving your reader the solution. Every piece of content that you create should have an end goal of giving your reader a valuable solution that they can apply to their current problem right now. So it can take them to the next step. You want to make your content a valuable asset for your reader. And we do that by making problem-solving content. So what has helped me to stay on topic with every piece of content that I have to write about is the solution first. So whenever you're creating a piece of content, it's important to answer the question, what is the solution I am walking my reader through from point A to point B? Or what solution am I giving to my reader for them to apply after they're done reading my content? So to write your solution first, this can be done in list form or steps or however you're presenting your content, however you're writing it out. And answer the what. So, you know, the what is what the solution is and how is the solution. So every piece of content that you publish has to have a purpose. If that content is not solving your reader's problem, that content is not going to be very valuable to your reader. And if you can, it's not really a requirement that you have your keyword outcome-based, but try to make the keyword or phrase results-focused. And number three is to create a content calendar. So choose the same day to create content and publish content. So if you're really wanting to make an income, whether you're just blogging or offering services or digital products, you know, whatever the case is for you, it is important to develop an easy schedule for you to stay consistent with. I can say that when I started creating content, I still have this problem sometimes, and there are days when it's just so hard for me to focus and be productive. So I know I need to give myself kind of a large window to create very valuable content. It matters to me. And if you have this problem, give yourself some grace and time to create content and know that there are no obligations or requirements to be a content creation robot. Focus on building consistency first and then think about increasing it later. So first you want to decide on how many pieces of content that you can easily prepare and revise for the week that you're publishing on. The rule is to stay consistent with whatever amount that you choose. That works for you. And if you decide on creating and publishing one piece of content every week, stick with that. And I usually recommend that if you're just starting a blog, start with one piece of content a week for a couple months until you at least know what your productivity level is. Sometimes it's really easy to expect too much out of ourselves, but you really need to be realistic with your time. And I always say to keep it as simple as you can. So building growth takes time and patience, and especially on those days when it just seems like there's no growth or progress. So there are definitely going to be days when it's super easy to look at things and get discouraged and think, maybe I should just give up and do something else. That's definitely a moment where people usually give up, is when they don't see the progress happening. But if you keep going and stick with it, you will start seeing growth in traffic. If you need help niching into your keywords, you can book a call with me to get clarity on the keywords that you should be using inside of your content. And you can book a call with me at bit.ly/unstuckin20, and I will have that link for you in the show notes below. Thanks for hanging with me today, friend. Talk next week. Friend, I hope you were inspired by today's episode and can apply these simple, tangible tips to your content strategy. If it did, can you do me a favor and share this episode with a friend that might also want to take advantage of SEO and organic marketing? It would also bless this podcast if you took a minute to leave a review over in Apple Podcasts. It lights me up to know if this podcast is helping you and also helps more like-minded mompreneurs who want to grow their business organically find this podcast too. If you haven't yet, you should join my Facebook community where we support, encourage, and hang out. You can find the link below in the show notes. For more free content and coaching, you can find that on my website, The Content Marketing Mompreneur. Talk next time.